ABC Radio Australia.
Well, the Solomon Islands Prime Minister Rick Ho has issued a rallying call for Pacific Island countries to closely work together to try fill labour shortages in Australia and New Zealand. His call comes as Pacific Island countries that send workers to Australia and New Zealand are currently meeting in Honiara for the annual meeting on Pacific labour mobility. The meeting's heard that over 19,000 Pacific Islanders have worked in either Australia and New Zealand this year alone. Evan Wasuka is in the Solomon Islands capital, Honiara, and has the story.
Speaking at the Pacific Labour Mobility Annual General Meeting, Solomon Islands Prime Minister Rick Ho called on Pacific countries to work together to fill job shortages in Australia and New Zealand.
Ladies and gentlemen, let me assure all employees attending this meeting that Pacific Island countries have the workforce that can address your needs. Pacific people are known for their work ethics, their social and cultural skills, and their dedication and commitment. So I say to all our employing partners present here, make Pacific countries your first stop in search for reliable, productive, and hardworking people.
As Australia heads into its harvest season, media attention in recent weeks has been focused on a new agriculture visa, which is still in the works, but many fear could undermine the seasonal workers program. The proposed agriculture visa is in response to a labor shortage in agriculture, which farming groups say amounts to 100,000 vacancies that they struggle to fill. Dr. Richard Curtin of the Australian National University says a new agriculture visa is not needed. He says the Pacific can increase its supply of workers and that the figure of 100,000 is questionable.
No, I don't think it needs it at all. I think the SWP needs to change and be more flexible. I've said in a criticism of existing arrangements that proved employers and industry representing growers needs to be represented on a advisory group for the SWP so that there is a form of constant dialogue between what the needs of employers are and what the regulatory requirements are in the existing scheme.
The Permanent Secretary in Solomon Islands Ministry of Foreign Affairs, Colin Beck, says workers from Pacific countries should be filling Australia's job shortages due to their close proximity and relationship.
We share this common border, especially not only just Solomon Islands, but Papua New Guinea and others. We share this common border with Australia, and they're our permanent neighbour. They are our partner of choice, and we would really want them to really look at our labour supply here in Pacific. I think we can do it. We must not try to brush this aside. It's something that the demand is there. I think we are now, even if you hear from the conversation we're having, we're trying to be a little bit more ambitious. But I think we need to put our house in order to ensure that we have a mechanism that delivers on that.
Mr. Beck told Pacific Beat that while the Pacific can provide the numbers needed, what's often missing is the information on the type of jobs, skills and the requirements of Australian and New Zealand businesses.
At the moment, we are responding to the opportunities we know about. But if the Farmers Federation and if there are other opportunities out there that we are not being given that information, this is where probably we need to close that gap. And I think more or less a request have been conveyed to the Australian government today by the Prime Minister, in which please, show us the employment opportunities in which our labour could move in.
According to the ANU, Pacific Island countries supplied 19,000 workers to New Zealand and to Australia over the past financial year, with around 8,500 of those going to Australia.